Six bed.
Isn't it spuffy? Spuffy. The yard is mad. Filthy.
Don't surprise me though. Where though? Out of London or in London?
Right near me, bro. I'm supposed to go gym with him. I was supposed to go gym with him and Getz.
But you're not serious.
It's not me for me, man. I do yoga now.
Yoga's the one, isn't it?
1 second, Greg. I've missed Greg's voice, you know. That just give me a semi.
Yeah, I like it when Greg speaks.
Greg turns me on,
I don't know
man.
I prefer Felix or Greg. So
go on, Greg or Merkston, because that's your two.
Come on, bro. The colours. What are you talking about? When's the last time you saw a rainbow?
Well, see you quite often.
That don't even make sense.
I don't even know what that means.
Makes sense.
What the f*** does that mean, bro?
When's the last time you saw a rainbow?
Merkson's gonna hate
the
that.
That'll be Lippy. He can hear.
If Libby comes with food, I swear that I'm gonna throw him
off. He's not allowed to eat it on camera.
I'll sub him.
Listen to
the wait, go in the kitchen, man.
What's going on here? They're sharing. into it. Swapping wings and all that.
Oh, man.
Speaking of food, though, everyone eating healthy 2024?
Yeah, man. Mm. Yep, drinking my water. No fizzy drinks in my house.
I've been hello freshing it, though. Yeah.
Mm.
No plug.
Well, very much a plug. Because
I'm a crying.
Continuing from last year, the HelloFresh Filthy Challenge continues, where every member of Filthy is sent a HelloFresh package, subscribes to their service, and they prove that they can cook using HelloFresh. We're going to be seeing Geordie do the HelloFresh Filthy Challenge.
God, Jay.
So it wasn't
Who's next?
No,
it wasn't. Actually, it wasn't. I swear down. It's good anticipation. Come on, man. So who's next?
Miles is avoiding it.
No, it's me. I said in the group.
Miles does want to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I said I'm next. I'm next.
Well, the good thing is, even if you're not doing the challenge, you can send us your challenge because we've got a QR code on Spex's face right now.
Bing.
Scan that QR code. You're going to get our special offer with HelloFresh.
Miles, your mum can't help you.
That special offer is 60% off your first box and 20% off all boxes over the next few months. And there's free gifts.
60%.
That's a lot of money.
60% is a lot of percent.
That's a lot of percent.
Mm.
They don't even do that on Boxing Day.
What did you cook? Toast.
Like a stir fried chili type situation.
See,
good save.
We'll see. We're gonna see it in a minute.
We're gonna see it right about now.
But there's a link in the bio, and the QR code is gonna be on Steve-O's face now.
Beep.
We'll hold it there.
That's a big PR code, man.
PR code.
QR code.
Okay. That's a PR code.
I don't know.
I got the HelloFresh box. It's my turn to cook on behalf of the Filthy Fellas, which is not a problem because I've done this before. I'm not going to pretend I can cook, but with this, anyone can cook. It's healthy, it's cheap, it's easy, it's quick. And today I got glazed chicken and pepper stir fry. That's how it looks. I've got to replicate that. Let's have it. I've sliced my red onions. I've peeled and grated my garlic, and I'm doing my peppers now, yeah? The chicken came cut up already, which is half the job done, so you just gotta wash it. This is HelloFresh, man. If you follow the sheet, you can't get it wrong. I've got my water here boiling with chicken stock paste inside, and I've got bulgur wheat here ready. This sheet right now is telling me the measurement per person for bulgur wheat, which I just found out, by the way, is not rice. Bulgur wheat, HelloFresh. Let's serve it. And I'm not going to bore you with a waiting time of this, but by the time you come back, trust and believe there's going to be bulgur wheat here. Crowd, I've got my bulgur wheat on the subs bench. Yeah, he's almost ready to, he's almost boiled up. I've got the vegetables that I had on the subs bench, they're back off. They're on the pitch now. They're in a stir fry, and my chicken is getting ready. I'm going to fry them in a minute. I'm going to fry them up good and nice. Watch. 2024 HelloFresh, man. Summer bodies. You follow the sheet, you won't get it wrong. I promise you, I use this. I don't even cook, but this... It makes me feel like I'm, what's the black guy's name? Ainsley. Boys, girls, Ainsley's back. I've cooked and fried up this chicken proper way until it's golden. My vegetables is now about to, you get me, go flick up with them. This is my favourite noise, by the way. It means things are going well. You know what I'm saying? Here's the sauce I made earlier. I'm going to dip him in there too. Woo! Woo! I feel like a scientist. In the ID parade, you know who you're picking. I got it right. HelloFresh, man, you follow the sheet, you don't get it wrong. Good, dude. Anyone could beat Ainsley Harriet. Amazing.
Well, Filthy at Five, you know what time it is. Subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed. Discover us on the audio platforms if you like podcasts on audio. Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Introducing the panel.
I'm going to introduce the panel now. From my right to my left, he's been doing research for a future episode all morning long. Mm. And he went to Pen Game Challenge last night, the live recording at Bots Park Croydon. And his music video is out now. Wasn't out last week. Like
and
said,
guess
it
what? It's a bit like Uzi coming back to Gasworks and a bit like Wonder Kid. It's still not out, but it shall be coming out at the end of the month.
I didn't even need that shot, you know.
It's still, yeah, it comes out next week. Next week we're back. Yeah, next
Tyler's got a new video coming out next week.
I didn't need that shot though, Paul.
Huh? I want the song to come out. I actually like the song, bro. And there's a secret verse on there. Does everyone know?
No.
Stop teasing the crowd, man.
Who is it?
It's cold.
Next on the panel, his name's Miles.
What's wrong with your face, my bro?
AKA Wiles, AKA the best looking guy on YouTube. I jumped back on Twitch and everyone was there. I was like, Miles, you know how to use this.
Everyone.
I got some good viewers. I got like 60.
And how often are you planning to be back?
Well, when Wonder Kid drops, I'll drop Twitch.
You are getting Wonder Kid, bro.
This is our You're getting fight back, bro. The King of Chromosomes can't be moving to you like this.
The King of Chromosomes?
The King of Chromosomes, that's your new name.
What?
I don't know.
King Chrome.
King Chrome. Yeah. King Chrome Supreme.
AKA
team.
King Chrome.
Next on the panel, he's very hungry. He's trying to go over the road and get some
Monster
I'll
Munch.
I'll probably sub off Filippi at some point.
Yeah. His name's David Vujanic. He's been doing outdoor workouts.
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
I can't believe you haven't voiced a cartoon yet, you know.
Really? Why?
You got that sound.
You got a cartoon. You could easily be in The Simpsons.
Nah, I think Flintstones. I think Flintstones.
Maybe you could as well.
I don't know. Yeah, I like Flintstones.
That's a nice compliment. Thank you.
Next on the panel, Bets Gonzalez.
I want to thank the crowd for noticing that I'm actually the best footballer on Phil Fellas.
That's all I'm saying, innit?
One move, one.
That's all I'm saying, innit?
Scoopy.
When I told, when Poet was telling you technique and was it anesthetics? On my side, it's very
anesthetic,
good.
Anesthetic.
Whatever you want to call it.
Anesthetic, yeah. Yeah, it's painful.
Because if you ever see him try and put his foot through the painful. Ball, it's like he has got serious painkillers running through his body.
T, there's a video of you, Felix, and Greg, RWD video, of you taking a shot wide, and you look at the bottom of your jeans and try and blame it. Let me not bring up that clip to you.
I was in Barcelona. Me and Greg and Felix were there.
Too much explaining.
I was with Luis Balmorte that day, actually.
Balmorte.
He works for West Ham now?
No, Fulham. I remember that. You tried to knuckleball it.
Yeah, he was trying to teach me knuckleball. It's really difficult.
Jesus.
Next on the panel, Wonder Kid's still not out. Actually, I'm going to stop saying that because I feel like people are going to be disappointed when it comes out now.
Yeah, that, and it feels like I'm paying you lot to do this.
Okay, so let's just bring up that remix of Song as Song, Toxic, which samples Britney Spears' Toxic, which Jordy's on this week with D-double-E, no less.
Well, that looks like I'm paying you lot to do this too.
I saw some of the comments were like, who is this Jordy guy? This is terrible.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't show me that.
I'll bring it up now.
Hey, Jordy, the crowd are throwing tomatoes. The crowd are throwing tomatoes.
They're throwing tomatoes. They're saying that you and Tyreek need to make a tune together.
I sent it to PK. He said, it's good. It's just clumsy.
The whole thing?
Yeah, I think he's talking about me because I only showed him my verse.
No, I was in the instrumental. The instrumental's clumsy.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Jordy.
Big up, Songa. Thank you for having me.
Shout out, Songa. What a name.
I was gonna tell everyone to stop doing vapes and balloons and smoking cigarettes this year because
balloons are illegal now anyway.
Oh, then you have to stop.
Next on the panel, we got a man who's nursing a big injury right now. He took Hamza and Marks to the airport. What airport, by the way?
Gatwick, bro.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Disgusting at 6 a.m.
Where'd you go after?
I went home.
That's like 4 hours on the road.
How did you get wheeled into that?
How did I get wheeled? I'm a good friend.
Hamza drops him.
Yeah.
That's good. We drop each other. That's what friends do.
When you and your friend drive, that's what we do.
So what do they do? Where did you lot link up? I just catch Addison Lee.
R&B.
R&B.
Anyway, PK Humble, how's it?
Pick
injury?
Up R&B, man.
I'm still waiting for the Mariah scan. They still ain't. PFA, man. They're dealing with me wrong.
You were at Charlton the other day.
Yeah, I was at Charlton. I was with Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
you know right.
Isn't it? Canoe.
Yo,
is he a player?
Brother.
Pardon me.
Whose brother?
Did what?
Yeah.
Who's I didn't know that.
Who? What?
What?
Tyrese Tupac Shakur Campbell.
Yeah.
He's related to Damshak. Damshak told me that.
Oh, Daniel PK Canoe. I ripped him for the name still. You can't get away with that.
He didn't choose it.
Yeah, but you can't get away with it. You can change your name, though.
People say you can't get away with your name.
What, Percy?
Yeah.
Of course I can get away with it. It's an old name, though. Medieval name. I'm a warrior, bro. I'm a warrior. I'm a medieval. I'm a medievalin.
Who trimmed you?
What, am I tripping mad?
No, it's just there's no fade on the Geordie side.
What do you mean there's no fade on Geordie side?
Geordie, can you see what I'm saying?
Why are you laughing? You're on our table, bro. I won't tap my card, you know.
Bro, just chat to your barber.
Come. Huh?
He was on the phone on that side.
So, yeah.
Brother, you can't tell me
no,
about
it. No, alright, cool. It's what, a sick trim then.
Because I called your thing Stone Cold Steve Austin. This is what you're doing.
It's Tupac, bro.
It's Tupac. Not Tupac. It's Stone Cold Steve. You ain't got a nose for Tupac. Get a nose piercing if you're Tupac, man.
Well, I should get a nose piercing.
No, don't you dare.
Do it.
Get a nose
do
ring.
It.
Nah, you shouldn't.
Do it, Spectre.
You got Future's nose. You can't do that. Future and Hasselman.
There's not enough space for...
You shouldn't even wear that waistcoat. It's just been worn by so many terrible people.
Tupac's worn it, though.
Yeah, so's R. Kelly. But.
That's a KKK. That's a KKK waistcoat.
Next on the panel, representing JJ Okocha, survived being on Dazza's table for a bonus episode, is Steve-O the Madman.
That was tough, man. Big up Dazza, though. Nine
back
words.
From injury, yeah?
Huh?
Back from injury with the first team.
Yeah, back. Did I make it back? You know what I mean?
You remember back in the day, you used to be able to work off yellow cards in the reserves.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what they would do? Send them down so yeah, the two yeah. games...
Oh. Apparently, suspensions used to be a week as well. There used to not be games.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. I don't know if that's true, though.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, because you lot have been watching football from the 60s, isn't it?
Anyway, welcome to the show, Steve-O.
Yes, King of Snap. Steve-O, the madman with the gap.
Boys, we're here to do top 10 left wingers. Now, people might be watching this thinking, hold on, why didn't they do fullbacks first? Why didn't they do centre midfielders first? Why didn't they do right wingers first?
That's a great question.
Well, there's three questions there, and you're rude for asking all of them. Fullbacks is boring. It's like goalkeepers now. Because fullbacks are all completely different from each other.
No, they're inverted now, man. They're centre mids now.
Exactly. So what's the point in ranking one that's an overlapping and one... It's always difficult with wingers to rank them all next to each other because they're so different. But it's now fullbacks... Who's the best left-back in the league this year?
I know.
Udogi?
No.
Despite these views, people, go and check the left-back video that me and Miles starred incredibly in.
That was when left-backs were left-backs in 2020.
It's 2020. That's true, you know.
Yeah, it was good left-backs then, man.
I saw Wan-Bissaka play left-back the other day. I said, what's going on?
He's doing skills in the first
Gomez
half.
Gomez is playing left-back.
Alexander Zinchenko plays left-back.
The position we chose today, I was struggling. I'll be very honest
and
with you.
And this is the struggling. Twist. This left-wing list feels... horrible. Mm-hmm. Premier League's in a weird place.
So centre mid, the only one that's like stacked.
And the thing about centre mid, we might have to split that into three different categories.
Yeah, DM, AM.
We've never done it before.
I
but
like that.
Nah, because it's so packed now, you kind of have to...
But that's what makes it better though, that there's not enough space. So we have to fight for our players.
Should we go through last year's top 10 left wingers according to Filthy?
Let's do that, T. Come on, man. Let's do this, man.
Well, last year at number 10 was playing for Leicester City. It was Harvey Barnes.
Oi.
Wow.
Boys, Specs had him number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said he's the white.
Is that am I bad?
You said he's the white Vinicius.
Is that my bad now?
Yeah, I don't know if it's my bad because he's injured. He's never here.
No, now I think he's dropped.
Well, no, he ain't played. He's definitely been injured. But to say he's the white Vinny,
If Barnes comes on for Gordon now,
the white Vinny.
Yeah, I did say that.
Yeah, so
my bad, innit?
Yeah, I think so.
My bad, bro.
Yeah, there you go.
Number 9 on our list. Still plays kind of on the left. Doesn't really plays more up front. Plays a lot more up front than on the right. It's Richarlison.
My bad, put.
Richarlison.
So I'm not alone.
He had votes from Skits, Felix, Geordie, Specs, and Margs.
No, what? Specs, you say my bad.
You say my bad. If you wanted it from him, you got to say it.
Where was he last year? Everton?
No, Tottenham. When he scored one in 52.
Why did I pick him? I think it was something to do with Gabriel Jesus or something. I must have picked him for a reason.
Whatever the reason,
my bad. This isn't the Specs show. You've got a few of those.
My bad.
Number 8 on our list was Raheem Sterling.
My bad.
Nah, man.
And I think he's done better this year than last, so we'll see where he finishes this year.
Number 7 on our list was Brighton and Hove Albion's Leandro Trossard.
Oh, I've got a theory, and I mentioned it last, and I'll do it really quick, but I went away and I've done some research. I'm convinced that all of the Brighton players, except Ben White and Trossard maybe, have been shocking since they leave Brighton. I think the Brighton players are duds. Cucurella, New Mope.
McAllister.
Mope was a dud when he was there, though.
That's true.
He went for 30 million.
Dan Burn?
Dan Burn's good.
Dan Burn's done all right.
Who bought Mope for 30 million?
Brighton. Brighton paid big bread for him from Brentford.
And then, then Everton wasn't a 30 million move.
Nah.
Sorry. But yeah, the Brighton players, man. Casado, so yeah.
Oh, we're making a substitution, are we?
Yeah, I need to eat, man.
The Vooch heard players' names and said, you know what? Let me go get food, man.
Now, introducing to the panel... PK, you can introduce him because you introduced him outside.
Introducing the man with the jaundice today. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what he done this weekend. But nah, his eyes are
red up when he linked me.
Oh, love my bros.
Well, where's my? Oh, he's getting gifted,
They said to me, the boy wants to give, what's his name? He wants to give it to PK.
PK?
Sorry. I'm PK.
What? so we all look like each other, yeah? He's racist. Right,
get Vooch hungry, he gets racist.
Vooch, you need deep heat.
That's class.
Aboniki.
You're racist. No, I'm hungry.
That's John Terry's excuse.
That's class.
Go on, PK, finish your intro.
But no, I'm hungry, you know.
Introducing the man that rubbed his eyes with Aboniki this morning.
What's Aboniki?
I don't know. It's Tiger Bomb's older cousin. That one there is stronger than Tiger Bomb.
Yeah, Aboniki's mad.
I got Tiger Bomb on my balls once, you know.
What?
Number six on our list last year. Criminally underrated. I had him number one. Luis Diaz.
Oh, quality.
Chingas. He's a chingy.
He didn't play last year, though.
Number five on our list. And Lippi had him number one. Gabriel Martinelli.
My bad.
Yes. I like that. Straight away. Straight away.
There's no fighting. There's no fighting.
Well, Lippy, just keep that hand up because number four on our list was number one on Marcus's list, number two on Lippy's list, Marcus Rashford.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? That's his bad.
That ain't got to do with me.
Nah, there's some truth to that still.
Pass it on.
I like that one.
Number three on our list last year plays in Turkey now, Wilfried Zaha. You got very angry about that.
About the move?
About him being that high on the list.
I did, yeah, I did.
Can it, bro? It's showing that, yo, if he was still here, he'd still be ripping up the league.
He would be still around.
I think
around
so, ripping up.
Yeah, he'd still be ripping up our league right now.
Number two on our list last year was Phil Foden. I guess he was playing a lot on the left back then.
Big up Foden, man.
No, Foden's cold.
He enters every list, bro. That's class, man. He's in the top five all the time.
He's just a really good footballer.
Yeah, man.
Number one on our list was number one for Skits, Jordy, and PK. Number two for most people. Lippy had him lowest. Wen Min Son.
Yeah, lad.
Can I rewind quickly onto that Foden thing? You know that he's on every list and he always makes like a top seven or five. Ain't it time he starts being 2-1 like from the
big
potential?
Ask that.
Is it?
When you play everywhere, you can't.
You're moving around.
If he does it, then that's great, and he can do it.
Wait, going back to Son, we should say my bad because this is the left wing list, and he's gone crazy up front this season. And last season he was poor. If we're being honest, that he was definitely not number one left winger last season. Barring that hat-trick, he done nothing.
I bet you the number one of this season is going to be the same reason we put Son last season. Watch.
What do you mean?
You're going to see what I'm saying.
Who was that? I've been trying to think who was number one last year.
He just said it. You small-headed hedgehog. Wake up and switch on, man.
Small-headed hedgehog.
Wake up and switch on.
Hey, hedgehogs have small heads, man. They're tiny little heads.
Sorry, brother. Sorry, man. I don't know why that came up. I've never mentioned a hedgehog in my life. It just
hedgehogs ain't got shoulders, innit?
Well, let's list some players who got votes but did not make the top 10 this year. And bear in mind, I don't think people are going to walk away from this list thinking, wow, what a pool of left wingers. Specs has Alex Moreno as his 10th best. Left back, but...
Left winger.
It's a good shout, though. Yeah, because when you look at the way Villa don't have no one on that side.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, because he's the highest.
Yeah, no, I know what he means.
He's the highest player on that
but
side.
He starts as a left back.
Yeah, but the way they play, he's the only one and he's getting goals.
But he's not a left winger. It's like putting Ashley Cole as a left winger.
I know what
he's
not.
He's just wrong. He's a good attacking left back.
I understand what Specs is saying, but he just can't do this. He just can't do this.
No, I'm just basing on Aston Villa's tactics. He's the guy he's the most attacking player on that side.
Yeah, because I see Diaby and Bailey on the right.
But we got Zinchenko in the midfield.
But Martelli's still the most attacking, though.
Nah, I hear you.
Do you see what I'm saying?
They ain't
got that.
But it doesn't make him a left winger. It just makes him the most attacking left person on left hand side, sorry.
He's also only played 581 minutes this season.
Isn't it? Specs, what's wrong with you?
No, but clear. Specs, where did you put him?
10th.
Okay.
Well, a player Specs put 9th, didn't make the top 10, and that's Luka Koliosho. Miles put Anthony Elanga as 9th best.
Yeah, well, he's got him over Saka.
Because I thought about Elanga, and Elanga's got some assists in it. But he's... I thought Callum Hudson-Odoi's on that side. And
that's what I was about to say. I thought he was on the right.
He's on the right for me.
I just went by Transfermarkt.
Okay, well, yeah, that's why I didn't pick Elanga. But he's been all right. Elanga's been better than Rashford.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Wow. He's just been playing on the right.
A player who didn't make it, Kara Matoma, was backed by Jordy, Vooj and Miles, but not really. Very minor.
I had him low.
If you went calendar 12 months, you'd say he's in there. But if you go by this season, what expectations were?
Did you know he went uni to study dribbling?
The rubbishest thing you've ever said on this show.
No, but it's something that I read and I thought
you've been spending too much time with these white boys doing their podcast.
No, but it's interesting, bro.
Same facts.
It's interesting.
Same TikTok nonsense.
No, it's not a tweet. I read it, man. It's on Tifo.
Tfue Football.
Tfue.
Huh?
The Nigerian magazine.
Yeah, you can talk about Athletic.
Tfue.
Tfue.
Yeah, Tfue Football.
Tfue Football.
Athletic, bro.
Up the levels, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, you be hey. All right, I'm telling you, from experience,
you're going to sit with Vooch. It's going to come back round. It's going to come back round. So say, you keep revving me.
You'll end up being right, here cool. with your mate.
Yeah. You got rev me.
Yeah, you're doing the Dazza right now.
Oh, my days.
I'm going to run through a few players very quickly who didn't make the list. Brian Gilles, 17.
Allow it.
Dwight McNeil, 16. What? Didn't Allow make it. I don't get it.
Allow
it.
Dwight McNeil didn't make the list. No, you ain't been watching Everton, man.
Despite being...
That's an old school left winger.
I think the best under 23 player, according to Margs. Alejandro Garnacho didn't make it.
Ooh.
I was close to that.
I was close.
But I just don't know where he's been on the right, he's been on the left. He's been all over the place.
He's looked better on the right.
Maybe the most expensive player to not make the list, Mikhailo Mudryk.
Oh, I put him in, you know. I rate him. Wait, I rate
you
him.
Was
I'm
be,
not
you would
him.
Yeah, you would him last
to,
week.
But eventually, I have to give up.
Up the levels, point, man.
He was waiting for that.
He waited for that, innit?
Yeah, he was waiting for that. That was too easy.
Well done. That piece of information, though, to go back to it, was the worst thing you've said on this show for a good 4 years.
We're still saying
yeah,
back to
yeah, let's go like back. Let's go back.
Lips, cool. though. Mudryk.
Just call him Lippy, please. Thank you.
Over half a season. You reckon he deserves to be in a... Is that... I'm not saying... Is it because the list's so
yeah,
bad?
Yeah.
Or is it because...
Off that. Like,
wait, I'll be honest. He might be my favourite player to look at. Like
Mudryk.
Like when he's on the ball, he gets going. I stand up. He's excited.
This is what we're doing now.
End products.
So when I was saying Mudryk over Martinelli for how long?
Oh, no, but it's not, though. That's not the answer.
Martinelli is a more effective.
So why don't you pick him then?
Because they're both trash to me.
Nah, not Martinelli.
Another player to get votes but not make the top 10. Specs had him high. PK had him, Willian.
I hear it.
Yes.
Yeah, do you mean, yeah?
I know ball, bro.
Yeah, there's a player here who didn't make the top 10 because I think there was an argument about whether he's a left winger or a striker. He plays both positions this year, so it's kind of tough. I think people overlooked him, and that is Hee Chan Wang.
Oh, yeah. He should be in the list, man.
Whoa, okay.
What do you mean? He's there. He's banging in goals, bro.
Yeah, I thought he was a striker.
He's a striker as well.
But that other guy, Belagodi? Is that his name? How you pronounce it?
Belagodi. Centre midfield.
Nah, man. Wang should have been in there,
and
man.
Boys. Number 11 on our list.
Oh, no. I can see by his thing. It's going to be Luis Diaz, isn't it, T? Yeah?
It is Marcus Rashford.
Yeah. He did get no votes.
Who picked him?
I picked him still.
Vooch had him 10th.
What?
Jordy had him fourth.
Fourth?
You.
What? Are we doing it off form?
I had him eighth.
We're doing it off form?
Bro, you
know
can't.
What? I think players that are as good as we think Rashford is, or at least thought Rashford was, they don't have seasons like this.
Yeah.
They don't. Can someone give me one?
Bro, he hasn't been performing
Rashford
good.
Rashford
goes
hot, cold.
No.
Hot, cold. Last year was hot.
This is 30 this is goals cold. To three.
Is Rashford to England the same person?
What are we doing?
What? We've never done that.
That's a bad question.
Is Rashford in England?
I dropped Wonderkid, man.
Up the levels. This is a bad show. We don't know ball. We don't know ball on this show, man.
No, you don't, man.
Well done, Jordy. Marcus Rashford's got some airtime. It's just shocking. It's just shocking that he's not in the top 10.
Bro, he should be in the top 10.
It's shocking.
No, but T, sometimes when players, when you drop off like that, then we start questioning, is he actually...
Now cut to the last time we had this conversation. The Specs was on the absolute opposite side of that argument.
Yeah, you're right. But I didn't see, this is a drop off.
Boys, Marcus Rashford is no way not in the top 10.
He is in the top 10. He is in top 10, but
right now he's not.
I'm saying to you, for people to frame the situation to be here, it's his fault. Just like you said, it's all his fault, bro.
Oh, it's his fault, but he's not top 10.
He might be
whose
hurt.
Fault is it going to be? If you're not playing well, who else are we going to blame? It's
the
your
manager.
Fault.
Can I say that?
Nah, I'm blaming him.
You lot weren't blaming Sancho. When it was Sancho, you were blaming Ten Hag.
What's that? I'm blaming Sancho all the time, fam. And I blame Sancho for playing bad, and I blame Ten Hag for whatever Ten Hag does. Sancho, Rashford, no, stick to Rashford. Rashford's playing, bro, and he's playing bad. You can talk about everyone else you want. Rashford's playing and playing bad.
They've played him
all
in the middle.
Time.
They play him on the right.
I think Saka's playing bad.
All right, Jordy, you got him fourth. Is he fourth?
He's better than everyone I got under.
No,
him.
He's not. No, he's not.
So you're saying he's fourth?
Yeah.
Number 10 on our list got votes from Steve-O, PK, and Lippy.
I'm going to hate this name.
Diogo Jota.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
I didn't pick him.
I think because he plays
him.
Through the middle sometimes.
Yeah, I don't pick him.
You know, initially I didn't pick him. But then when I went back and saw the list, I said, whoa, I panicked.
Has to be in there.
Whole reshuffle.
When he's fit, he plays well.
I think he has
well.
To be high
he's
up there.
No, but it's not, yeah, that's
he's
it's
not
all
a
the position.
But he can do a job there.
I think Jota was a left winger at Wolves. So I think in my head, I see him as a left winger.
He still plays on the left sometimes.
He still plays on the left.
Okay, but okay. If we're
I like the space you got there.
Yeah, it's nice. I didn't use it. If we're saying Jota as an inside forward, then for me, he's the best.
No, because that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing.
For me,
he should be number one.
He'll take anyone's place on this list apart from like 3-4 man.
We don't have him fifth.
It's crazy though, because every time I see him,
yeah, I think I had him fifth.
Against Arsenal, he plays up front and he punishes us all the time. So his best football for me is up front. So I remember left wing. I remember at Wolves, crazy.
He's not a striker though.
Sorry, when you say striker, we're talking about like when you watch Liverpool, you see Nunes and him keep swapping. So it's not like striker. That's the thing. That's why
but he's never been a left winger though like that.
Yes, he has been a left winger.
I feel like Madrid was inside forward.
No. For
Wolves.
He's gone on this year. He's played most of his football from the left.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And this goes on to what Tigo was saying about right backs and just players' positions now. Because players are so fluid, it's hard to nail down and say he's this and he's that. There's not many of them in
positions.
But I'll
put him more as a forward though.
No, but let's have it right. Regardless of where a man's played, like a man is something. Like, you feel me? Like, if we start playing Martinelli as a nine for the rest of the season,
you'll lose a lot of games.
But he was a nine though. I think he's a striker.
When I watch Jota, he doesn't like, there's no wow. He's not someone that gets the ball and goes past the
wing. I think there's wow. It's the punishment.
It's the punishment.
That's still wow though.
Yeah, that's wow to me. When he hits
when you
the
say
ball,
punishment, what do you mean?
Like goals. I'm gonna be in this place and bang.
Go to your laptop or go and see how long he had that goal drought. Now I'm even questioning myself. He had a goal drought for a very long period of time. So maybe he should have.
Yeah, but he got hurt though.
It wasn't just injuries. I remember it was.
He hasn't got a lot of games without goals, bro.
Bro, there was a period where he scored his first goal after
last season. Yeah, he was out for time.
No. But he was injured. He kept coming injured, coming out. He had a shocking run.
At one point, he had a shocking run.
I think. Are you finishes. Just arguing with me to? Oh,
no. Because you don't seem factual. Convincing. You don't see. I'm still not.
My thing is,
like,
my thing, if Jota could be on this list, obviously he's not on the. Hwang should definitely be on this list.
Okay, but that's.
But he should be in the top 10.
All right, cool.
Because let's not. Because we go. Let's focus in on what the player we're talking about, and then
I am. That point was relating to Jota, though.
Jota, because I know you watch the show.
Let people talk.
I don't want you to think.
Jota watches the show.
Wait. What the fuck just happened there?
What do you mean?
What happened there? I was just talking about it. I was relating.
You went to we did Wang Chan. We did it. We
yeah, but
did
I'm
it.
Relating it back to Jota.
Yeah, but
it was with
did
Jota
it, though. But he's not on the list, and then we're going to go.
But
back
I'm comparing
to
two players.
Yeah,
though.
But I'm
it's
saying let's
thing.
Not. I'm saying let's not.
Why?
Because it opens.
Jota's played on the left wing and he's played up front. So
yes,
is Wang.
Brother. Yes, yeah, great. That's
but
great.
I'm comparing numbers,
but we literally did that. We said let's write that off, and we did it before we did the top 10. Like this is how this show works.
But I know how the show works.
I think Jota finishes moves well.
No, but Jota's good deep as well.
That's all I wanted to say.
To reduce him to finishing is not true.
Yeah, 100%.
That's your question. What's his game?
What kind of?
Do you remember where Jose Mourinho spoke about him?
He's very good give and go. He's got
yes.
very good link.
Yes, yes. Give and go. He's strong. That's true. He takes pressure off the team. He's a pest.
He does.
He finishes well.
He absorbs pressure. He does.
Yeah,
he'll
man.
Start left wing for more.
He does dribble.
Teams in
the
league.
Did you not watch? 100%. Was it All or Nothing when Tottenham were playing Wolves and Jose Mourinho was speaking about how strong this Wolves side? And the two players he identified was Jota and Armatore
on
the wing.
Mourinho
saying,
got sacked though.
Nah, Jota's a
don't
ball carrier though.
Mourinho's
man,
done the
fans.
Best
he's
job
the
I've
best.
Seen in any football management in the last 20 years with that United team. Mourinho. So no, although
no,
we got
didn't.
Sacked,
no,
getting
didn't.
United to second,
no,
getting that United team to second,
no.
winning the cups, that is a tremendous
that was
drop.
Such a bad take.
That's it.
I don't think it was a bad take, but yeah.
Steve-O, up the levels, man. You're better than that, man. Come on.
I'm putting him in the league of managers that don't get, so if you don't win a league, I'm on about Moyes at Everton.
Oh, nice things now.
I'm on about managers that keep teams up.
Oh,
that was
Sean.
A difficult job.
Yeah, your
table
was shocking, man. Shocking.
You did not prep that take.
I just said it because you said Mourinho, innit? It wasn't planned. It was just. Yeah.
No, it's not the table. Referendum.
Is it just him?
Referendum.
I'm making believe that. Right now.
Shout out Mourinho, Al-Shabaab. Number nine on our list is someone who was voted for by Vooj, Jordy, Steve-O, Tigo, PK, and Miles. And Vooch had him highest, but he's getting food. Aston Villa's Leon Bailey.
I voted him.
He was on the shortlist.
Yeah, same.
I put him in.
Fair enough, I hear that, but I see him right wing, or I see him up front, and he's interchanging with Diaby. I never see him on that left-hand side, so I didn't see the
he's
point.
He's officially a left winger, even though the manager plays him on the right wing.
That's crazy.
If that's the case, I would have picked him if I, Leon Bailey. Because again, we slayed him, man. Filth is about consistency. Some of these players we've slayed have actually... So that could have seen they seen the episode.
Him. I didn't slay Leon.
Leon
Bailey.
Specs, I'm glad that you've said this because we'll go back and remember when I was saying, "Oh, Leon Bailey over DRB." No one was agreeing.
That's not slaying.
Oh no! Let me finish.
We did
then
the
we got onto killing. Yeah,
the
Jamaican jokes. They killed Leon
Jamaican
Bailey.
Jokes here,
I'm gonna back my brother.
Joking is not slaying.
That's not slaying.
You did slay.
What was the Jamaican joke, by the way? Because I'm definitely making this up.
So that's not the point.
When no, I'll give it the game. Like, brother, man, he remembers jokes.
I don't remember jokes. But I'm saying to you,
hey boys, can we get on to that?
Hey lads, what's going on? I love you, lot, you know. What's going on?
No, you shut up.
Let me talk. Let the oldest talk. Go on.
Come on, you just get on. No, come on, boys. We love each other.
No, but I'm just saying, Leon Bailey, when he first came, we got onto him. It wasn't good, boys.
What's the joke?
Stop making things collective.
No one's gonna remember everything.
I don't even remember. I don't even care. I don't know.
I'm just saying, I believed he watched it, the show, the jokes, and he switched it up. Remember, okay, watch this.
He does get his hair cut. Right,
let me ask you a question. Rise. When Villa bought Diaby, did you think Bailey was going to...
Yes, I was bound on backing him.
Because Diaby's gone on the bench because of Bailey.
Remember, I'm biased, so you know I was backing him.
I thought he was going to go fullback.
You thought Bailey was going to go fullback?
Serious?
I didn't really rate Diaby like that. I rate him more now, but...
I thought Diaby was better, but I think Bailey's better, T.
He's more direct.
Go on, Jamaica, man. Yeah,
Leon Bailey.
It's a bad pick.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked it for the top 10 left-winger list. Just
last year, he was 18th in our top 10 left-wingers list.
Just rightly
so. Jordy, you see what I'm saying? But we didn't slay him.
Steven Gerrard, he wasn't even playing.
Yeah, it's cool. The evidence is on the net, man. We're blaming Gerrard. Man, them slayed him.
Gerrard played Christmas tree. He always blames Gerrard every week.
You do hate Gerrard, I hate Gerrard. Talk to Leon Bailey. Number 8 on our list, and he was very high. He was higher than he is now last year, even though last year he didn't play for Arsenal. It's Leandro Trossard.
My brother.
I think I got him in and around there. I like 7th that. Or something.
Boy, is he special, man?
I had him very highest, special. Actually. I had him highest.
What do you have him?
I had him 5th.
Another player, though, for being honest, especially last season, just didn't play just left wing. He was very effective through the middle for us. So it's like I'm being biased when I pick
him. I don't
think
anyone on this list just played in one position.
All right, point. I'm going to say
but
this.
But I thought some of his best football in false nine.
I think Trossard could be Jota.
Yeah, I hear you. I do hear you.
Because he's got that given goal.
He's not as strong as him, man.
He's not as pacey, not as strong.
And he also goes missing like him.
They're just light, innit? You could bully them. That's the downfall with them.
I don't think Trossard goes missing.
Them ending moves, man. You just stop them, bro.
He's got great ability. Like, does Arteta trust him?
That's the problem. Arteta's the problem.
No, it's not the problem. Because
Clearly he was being trusted. What are we doing?
He's a much better footballer than Martinelli, isn't it? Much better footballer. But he's nowhere near as effective.
I can't believe I'm hearing this Martinelli talk now. I don't even accept it. I don't accept Martinelli talk from any of you lot. Maybe Jordy.
I think because your left back is defensively unstable, I think having a non-pace winger up there means you're a little bit exposed on that side when he starts there, unless you have a midfielder coming across, which Havertz is not that. So
Xhaka was.
So Xhaka was, and Trossard did score a lot of goals, but he was more false nine, just playing up front at that point. But I think he's quality. I think I watched him this weekend. Obviously, it was against a very poor Crystal Palace side, but just the way he probes space, just the way that he'll turn both ways.
He's always been doing that.
I think he's off the ball's fantastic, and he just seems like he's got guts. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like a little bit more like you can't rattle him.
He seems like he could have played under Wenger.
I said that. Arteta wouldn't give him 5 games run. He won't give.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
I hear it though.
Is Arteta wrong?
I don't think so.
I think if he had an overlapping fullback, I think Trossard would be deadly, but he does not.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He's that kind of player.
He needs that.
That's facts.
The decoy.
That is facts. Arteta's got it wrong.
I'm not going to lie. I think every inverted winger needs an overlapping forward. But
especially one that's not fast.
These Prem managers see the game differently.
Martinelli can't have
he needs an overlapping.
He can't have
that. He hogs the whole side. His heat map over there is crazy.
He needs that space.
He needs
help. I don't know, man. He needs help, bro. He needs someone near him. You can't isolate him by himself every time.
Number 7 on our list. And, you know, I think he was a right winger last time we did this list. He was voted high by Steve-O and Miles, but he also got votes from Vooj, Tigo, and Poet. Poet voted him high as well, actually. Raheem Sterling.
My brother.
What? I forgot about
him. You know what it is?
And I'm biased. I'm saying, but he's played well, though.
He has had some good games.
I've seen three kicks incorporated into his game.
I see him on the right, bro. Again, that's what it is. It's just what I see, man.
The change in that. Do you put him in, though? Like, because, bruv, he's just been a bit Higgy Haga. Like, he's there.
The drop-off is big.
On top of Higgy Haga, I don't even think he's better than the people we just spoke about.
Who?
He ain't been better than Trossard, I don't think.
He ain't been better, but is he better than Trossard?
He might have been better.
If we're talking, is he better, then Marcus Rashford should be top 10.
According to you?
According to me,
it's true.
This so not according tricky. To you.
This is techie. You man are contradicting galore now.
Nah, it's true.
It's not that, but take one thing into consideration. What we've all said it here anyway is that the list is shocking. Regardless if we like at the end
Raheem
of it,
Raheem Sterling
be
has been but Raheem good Sterling's at been times good. This year, yeah, like and not been bad. I think Chelsea look like a much bigger car crash than maybe they are mm-hmm. week to week. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And I don't think he has been bad. I think the expectation after his Man City run and obviously what he was when he left Liverpool was that he would be probably 30 goals. I had him as someone that would score 20, 25 goals minimum at Chelsea. It hasn't happened. For whatever reason, last year was a calamity. This year, he's playing well.
He went through on goal against Wolves and he didn't pass that ball. I will never forgive him. And I believe he's close to doing a podcast in the summer.
It's copying Harry Kane. Harry Kane for England.
I think he's got a brunch coming.
You can't do that, bro.
What?
A brunch.
Raheem Sterling is starting a brunch.
Don't do this to my Jamaicans, bro.
Do you remember when there was controversy that he didn't get into the England team?
He's not in the England team because there was a time where I don't think he wanted to be in the England team. And I think Gareth Southgate looks at it and goes, the minute your form drops, I'm putting someone in there who I know wants to be there.
Not that he wasn't in the England team, more that the fact that people saw that he was on form, like it was a general...
Oh yeah, yeah. Like everyone was speaking about
So
where football's lost in like assists and goals, you may not have tons of those, but in terms of performances, I like
5 goals, 6 assists in the league ain't bad.
Is that what he's got?
Yeah,
he's done better than I imagined.
But then there's some at support striker, there's some at right wing, there's some.
That's a lot of.
I see him lifting the youngsters as well. I think he's changed his game going to Chelsea in the sense of mentality, which probably takes away from his game. If you're thinking of others more than what you usually was, I think it takes it away from. It did for me when I used to be.
Oh, I think he had a lot my more.
Brother,
he
come on, Steve.
I think he had a lot more instructions at City.
He just had players to bounce off at City.
More talent around him.
Chelsea, just hope. Like, you get me?
You got Nicholas Jackson up front and Broha.
You just imagine Broha, telling Nicholas Jackson, like, he didn't have to do that at City. Like you're saying with the players around him.
I agree with that. But then what I would say is, why did they sign him?
But the players they signed did sort of look good on paper. A lot of I wasn't
still
like,
a team on paper.
Oh, big team on paper, bro.
Where are they in the league right now? 8th.
It's just imbalance for me, man. It's just everything's all over.
How old is he? 28?
29.
But I don't even know if he finds Chelsea interesting. Because you see him in games, he'll do something crazy. No, seriously. You see him do something crazy, and then he's just like, you know, I can't be asked.
I don't know, though. I see that he looks like more. He wants to dribble more.
So
that
means he's more free kicks, too.
Like, yeah, snaps a couple free kicks.
Black free kicks.
Just doesn't seem interested, man.
Wow, interesting, isn't it?
Mad.
I think he deserves his place in the top 10.
Well, number 6 on our list. Now I need to go back and see where you disgraceful people had him this time last year.
Name the disgraceful people.
You disgraceful people last year.
Miles, PK.
Oh, I know what's happening.
Last year, he had votes from Jordy, Tigo and Margs, and he finished 16th. This year, he plays for a decent team, not even a good team, and he's 6th, Anthony Gordon.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan at the start. But he's a player. Very, very, very good player.
What a face.
He's like, do you know what he's like?
He looks like that woman, man. Like,
from EastEnders.
Shirley. Yeah, Shirley.
Yeah. Who are you thinking?
I was thinking of the politics girl, the German girl. German Ginger.
Oh, the
online.
Girl from...
You know what I'm talking about.
Sophie something.
I just don't know because Lippy interacts with her every now and then.
I think Anthony Gordon is from the favelas.
What?
Yeah, she's from the English favela.
Yeah, he's from like.
Yeah, because there's actually a new English favela.
Yeah,
that's
there's a new English favela.
Foden, they all went there, bro.
Rooney went there.
He said Foden.
Rooney didn't go to the favela.
You've seen Phil Foden's family. You don't think Foden's from the favelas?
I'm not about Foden.
I'm talking about style of play, though. He's a pit bull.
Gordon.
Yeah, but there was an argument about Foden.
Oh, yeah, Foden's from the.
Oh, based on the way he looks or the way he plays?
Plays. They're going off the way they play, right?
Yeah, because he's like...
There's this rawness about it where it's like, I don't know, it shouldn't even work, but it works sometimes with Anthony Gordon. And he's very dogged. Like, he's just rugged. Don't give it... I just didn't believe he had that much heart and that much talent, and he really does.
What do you think of Anthony Gordon's specs?
Do you like him?
Sometimes. I hear what you lot are saying, but...
He's a big game player as well, Specs. He doesn't shy away from big challenges.
He never shies away.
Never shies away at all.
But I don't think there's any class in there.
What does that mean?
What?
Would you mean there's no class?
That's a read.
I don't look at him.
He's direct, dribbler.
He's like very direct.
He's in bangs and that. He's like them, you know them, I don't know. Like,
have you seen him cross?
Like, yeah, but I don't think it's classy, T. I don't think it's...
Do you see him in the under-21s this year play like 3 positions at once?
Is it because, is it aesthetically?
Yeah,
you don't like the way he's got to
land something. This is nonsense.
I don't like the way it looks.
His face. You're talking about his face again. You're talking about his face.
No, his face is terrible, definitely. He's butters, bro.
He's not Nick Bambi or Jay Miller from back in the day. He's on length.
I don't know why you're interested in Nick Bambi. That's a strange looking man.
Oh, no, the girls in my class were on Nick Bambi.
Because of the hair, yeah, curtains.
No T, he had beady eyes and pink cheeks.
But Anthony Gordon's good though, man. Yeah, he just doesn't. He don't look good though.
He should be higher.
It does look good.
I think it looks good. I think it looks great. I don't understand what you're
saying. I don't know what he's on the squad.
He's a very good footballer.
They want all their players to play like Isco.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, but even still, like for an English player,
yeah,
he looks good, yeah, man.
Yeah. See what you just put in front of what I'm talking about? I say what? He doesn't look good. You say for her English player. Scrap all that.
I'm not going to lie.
You know what I agree with specs in terms of the aesthetic.
I think he's
still
going to be next on the list. I'm not going to talk about it till we talk about him.
Anthony Gordon looks nothing like Sterling, by the way.
Is Anthony Gordon better than Martinelli?
For me, yeah.
What do you think?
No.
You had him higher.
Huh? This season.
Wait, what?
This season, yeah, Gordon's been better than Martinelli.
Sorry, we just asked him. I was just asked if he's better than Martinelli. I said I think he is. And then Jordy asked Specs, and Specs said no. And then I pointed out that Specs currently has Gordon higher than him.
Than Martinelli?
Yeah. This season, yeah, definitely.
Is that what you're using then?
Yeah, but Martinelli grabbed 15 last year. When Gordon does that, then we'll chat again.
We're chatting now, and you had him above him.
Has he got 15? Has he got 15 in the league?
I'm sorry, you
but you're
got
arguing
him
with
above
yourself.
Him.
This season, based on form, but as a player,
he's not can't touch
Martinelli's
him.
Martinelli's better than him. Yeah, of course.
He looks better than Martinelli.
Yeah, exactly. You want to talk about looks like?
Oh yeah.
He looks much better than Martinelli to me.
Martinelli's one of the most worth to watch. But direct and goals.
You lot are too busy trying to find sexy penetrative football.
Because you ain't got that. That's what we're lucky to watch you. You don't have that. Your bum was just out all the time.
You don't need to be
just
sexy.
Just cock your bum like this.
Why don't
you pass your bums out? You're shooting your bums out.
Sexy?
Why?
Huh? Why you're not sexy? You can still get girls.
No, but you're putting your bum out. You're trying to look sexy.
No,
suck your bum in.
I'm not trying to put my bum out. My bum's swallowing the shorts. It's not my fault.
Laughing, Jordy, stop laughing. Your bum's out as well when you're not even playing football. You're rapping. Your bum's out. Wonder kid.
I was minding my business, you know.
Oh man!
Anthony Gordon's got 7 goals, 7 assists in the league this year.
He's very good.
In a Newcastle team that
he
is
said
very
7 goals, 7 assists.
That's better than Martinelli.
See, I've never seen Gordon do a step over.
I have as well.
You're such a liar.
All the time.
He does,
bro. He's a natural ball carrier, bro.
You know when you went to Liverpool Newcastle live, and you called me and said, "Bro, he gave Trent."
See? Time.
But no skills though. It was just.
Yeah, but
just
still, that's it. What?
Oh, agility, the ability to change direction at a quick
pace.
You know what? You know.
I don't even.
Oh, by the way, anyone can do that to Trent. By the way, Martinelli did that to Trent first. Just check your mirrors.
Who done it better?
Absolutely. Do you know Martinelli the other day?
Trent got Van Dijk sent off.
He killed him the other day.
Trent got Van Dijk sent off.
We done it better because we won. And Martinelli scored.
What does he say? It's not about who did it first, it's about endurance.
Number 5 on our list.
We don't know.
Number 5 on our list is very interesting. I think we can all agree. I'll look back at last year's number 5.
Make sure you go to the restaurant, people.
Last year's number 5 was 11th last year.
That's good, man.
And when you think about it,
he's 11th, isn't
maybe he should be 11th.
Yeah.
Because this year he hasn't played that much.
Land it, see.
His name's Jack Grealish.
Who picked Jack Grealish?
I picked him.
I did.
I picked him high. I like it. I like Jack Grealish. I do you know what? Again, bias.
If
I love
he wakes
Jack
up from his injury today, he's in there.
He's still Jack Grealish.
He's Jack Grealish and he's cold.
So last year, he didn't make the top 10 though.
We voted early in the season, but no, he didn't know.
Because remember, he kicked on from Christmas, like November Christmas, that game against Leeds, where he started playing well, and then off the back of that,
against
boom.
Us, bro. He moved to us as well. Yeah.
The narrative was it was a failed signing, if you remember.
Yeah.
And then he
you know what?
Smashed.
I said he was cold from the jump.
I think he's a victim of Pep. Pep does this thing where he integrates you whenever he wants into the season. Like right now, he started with my man, who we might mention, I don't think we should, Doku. Yeah?
Really? Yeah.
Then he's going to play Grealish probably towards the last third of the season. Like, do you remember when we didn't see Kyle Walker for a bit?
No, but he does
and
it
we,
over Christmas,
Rico.
Though. Christmas, the change happens, so January, you'll start seeing the changes that
okay,
he wants
Grealish
to make.
Grealish started 4 of the last 5.
He started 4 of the last... Yeah,
so it started.
Grealish.
So it started.
Oh, but he didn't start against Newcastle, so...
Doku did.
Yeah.
Got you.
I think with City, you never know. Because sometimes Pep does like to bring players in late into the season or give them the rest because Grealish played a lot of football last year. Maybe he wanted to, who knows? But there's also an element of, I think, a lot of time players don't want to do the thing Pep's asked them to do and he will let them know by not picking them.
That's been the case from Barca days he's been on that.
He told Henry, innit? If you don't listen to me, you're going to be sitting right beside next to me.
Is there a case of his output ain't
that high.
I just don't think. That's I why think he's football not playing is now. Too much about or that these days. That's not his job, I don't think. That's why, like you said, George, you said, he ain't been integrated yet.
So when you say his job, needed. Like, so what's his job?
Like, all retention. Like, he keeps the thing ticking, innit? It's like, it's creative.
I reason. Think he slows it down when he's at set. Yeah, I always feel he slows
I think
it down.
That, it works, though, bro. That's what they want, innit? Because I'm not going to lie, I prefer that. I don't. Obviously, I'm going to talk about Arsenal. I think the way we play, yeah, is like, it's good, but because both our wingers, like, do the same thing, it's kind of easy to stop, like. But if it's, like, disjointed, you got one that's direct, another one that's more creative.
It's different.
It's different.
Like,
bro.
Arsenal
it's
used to be.
It's harder to deal with. Mm. You understand?
It's worth mentioning as well, obviously, that he's played more when Haaland hasn't been here this season.
What?
Interesting.
As in, they don't.
No. As in, they're not analysing anything except that Doku and Haaland was clearly something that he wanted to explode with, and they cutbacks and
byline
all that.
And cutback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Grealish was setting up my man a lot last season. Haaland. Haaland was really happy with him.
Do you know what it is? He's good in the one on ones, but he's not that direct, innit?
Who, Grealish?
Yeah.
But Grealish, when I played centre back, I hated wingers like Grealish because he used to, like, for example, when you have the ball. You just want it to go to the other end as quick as possible. When you've got a guy who keeps winning free kicks and he'll keep winning free kicks before you know it.
Be interested to see if Jack Grealish is still in the lineup when Haaland gets back. And if he plays a lot.
Overall, a season and a half, Jack's been there.
Mm-hmm.
Successful.
Champions League, Premier League, FA Cup.
Individually, like, come on.
Yeah, sure. My accolades.
Okay. Yeah. Double first season?
Yeah.
No,
second. Second. So it's two seasons.
Two and a half seasons.
So what's the left back called for them? Gomez?
Yeah. So did he win?
Yeah, but Jack, he didn't play.
Grealish played that.
Grealish was an integral player in that. What are we doing here?
You can't use his name, man.
But he said it. You can't mention accolades, you said, innit?
Yeah, you can't. I don't. You can't mention accolades.
They're free in front of the Bullets.
I think, for what reason? I think when you're a starter for the treble winning team,
accolades. You can mention accolades. Like, I can mention accolades.
That's true.
So it depends on your part.
So success.
We got accolades.
Massive success.
Massive. It's the contributions you make to them accolades. Like, you're going
to
say
when
Harden.
When he goes back to Villa next year, they'll be good.
It's accolades.
What?
Probably. I see what T's saying.
I don't
mate.
Think Pep's going to keep him that long.
I'm so dumb. I'm thinking about Villa. Villa, good now, man. What are we talking about?
And he goes back there and gets.
They need him. They need someone on that side.
Do you think he's watching them a bit sad?
Of course.
Nah.
Does Grealish ever look sad to you?
He's on the bevies. He don't
care. You know the parties that guy's been going to in Manchester?
China White.
No, house parties. And he ends up in court for them.
What?
Nah, he's doing no jumper. He's being no jumper
that's
right
facts,
now.
That's facts, though.
What's his name? Andrew what? 22?
He's being Andrew 22.
Andrew.
Number four on our list.
I want to bang his wife.
Everyone voted.
I want to bang his wife, Andrew 22.
You could probably
hold
it together.
He will let you for the right price.
Yeah.
Andrew 22, I want to bang your wife. Podolsky's content.
That's not his name, is it?
Podolsky's content.
Adam.
Adam 22, I want to bang your wife.
Say it nicely, though.
Oh, Adam 22.
You got to be from Chirac, or he won't let you.
You need to grow dreads.
You got to have a big thing. So you're out of the question, bro.
Oh, wow.
Apparently. I didn't say that.
I just looked at your ass.
Number four on our list was voted for by everyone except for Specs, but he was voted number one by, and he's going to explain why, Miles. Gabriel Martinelli.
Number one.
He's a good player, man. Number one, yeah. Definitely number one, man.
Can I fire some questions at you?
You've done it 10 minutes
fire everything you want.
So
and you as well.
This season,
like,
it's crazy, bro.
Go on.
This season, left wing, he has been the number one left winger on that spot. And you've done that because you genuinely believe that.
I just done that because I don't think there's anybody else that's there that can put up effective numbers like Martinelli did this
season.
And
what his numbers are, because we said, that, remember you said it earlier that...
They're four or five.
Raheem's Miles, better.
Four.
Gordon's got more, by the way.
Gordon's better.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
No, there's everyone above him has got better numbers than him.
But I think Martinelli is the better winger than most of these players.
Better than Rashford.
Martinelli has four in the league.
No, not this season.
Yes. I think he's gone past Rashford now.
In levels?
Yeah, because he's just showing a bit more consistency. Obviously, he's dropped off from last season, but...
Inconsistency.
Yeah, he's very inconsistent, but...
But he's showing inconsistency.
So, from Rashford... Don't worry. So, from Rashford's 30 season, levels are up there. His drop-off has dropped to where?
That was years ago.
Last year.
Rashford didn't give 30 goals last year. In the league, I'm talking about league. Got the
same
numbers as Martinelli.
In the league. He never did the same
as Martinelli last season.
He done 17, I think.
Martinelli did 15. How much did he do? 15?
Rashford done 17.
Okay, yeah. Rashford got given a penalty this year, right?
He got a Havertz treatment.
Yeah, he got a Havertz treatment, right? Yeah. Don't talk about Rashford in the season. He's cold. I rate him. I wanted him at Arsenal. I was one of the players that people here said
over Martinelli. Then?
No. He could get into my team. I said I wanted him. When you were saying I don't want Rashford.
Okay, but when
this season, don't talk to me.
But
about
if you Rashford. Sign him, Rashford's, does he start?
Rashford's
he goes
got
up front.
Four. Martinelli's got four. Rashford's got three assists. Martinelli's got two assists.
Mm, and no given goals
in the league.
No given goals.
Open play, you're saying?
Yeah, open play business.
Okay.
And he's way more effective. He's not walking around.
Considering one's not on the list and you agree shouldn't be on the list.
Shouldn't be on the list. No.
And then one's your top. I'm saying the gap's like my gap.
One's Manchester United's highest paid player and is meant to be their talisman. He's meant to be their number one guy.
We're doing wages.
The reason why they put him on highest wages because he's meant to be the man for Man United, right? Martinelli's not the main man for us. He's one of our main men.
Yeah, he's the
not,
best left winger in the league.
Yeah, but he's not. But because we got one of the greatest right wingers in the league as well. We've got Saka who does one the same. Off. Yeah, but
hey, Poe, help your man. Salah, respectful. It's cool.
Help your man.
You don't need to help me. It's just
I don't like Martinelli.
He doesn't like him. I think Martinelli's good.
Lippy, what do you think?
Yeah, I like him. I just think him and Saka have been bad this season, man. Because they're good players.
I don't think they've been bad. I think they've dropped off.
To say that Saka's still contributing, yeah, he is, innit? But I think for players of their quality, they should be performing way better than this. Martinelli, I think, what was it, fifth? Yeah, fifth.
You can't put Martinelli and Saka together. Clutch. Sorry, one second. You can't put Martinelli and Saka together in a conversation because if you can look at a performance and say a performance is not good, if the performance is not good and you still get an outcome at the end of it, I'm telling you, as a gaffer, you'd be extremely happy with Saka and you wouldn't be that happy with Martinelli. Hence the reason why Man's on the bench.
Yeah, but these goals that we're talking about, when I think Saka scored against Fulham,
bad goal.
Yeah, come off his knee or something.
Well, what?
Yeah.
I'm talking about goal contributions. I can say to you, Saka's cross to Kai Havertz in the last minute against Brentford. We're not talking about Rashford.
Martinelli, come on. For how long the other day? Brace quickly.
That's against good. What?
It's cold.
Against Crystal Palace. Roy Hodgson's Crystal Palace.
Saka played the full 90. He never got close.
Palace took Gay off. Palace sacrificed.
When Mark Gay came off, the whole.
Yeah, he gave the whole side of that pitch up.
I hear you, but Saka played. Yeah, he played against the same dog Palace that we're talking about, and he didn't really get.
But he's done
for.
Stuff. He's done stuff that.
Very, I'm not saying that they didn't. I'm just saying. No, but I'm just saying 100%. But I'm just saying both of them, for their standards, they've been.
Martinelli
back.
Came
if you're happy
15
with what they're
ago,
doing, cool, innit?
No, the standards
think,
has dropped off.
Exactly. Okay. I think they're way better than this, innit? And I think you could say it's a tactical tweak, but again, I think they're too good for it to be a tactical tweak. I think it's all in their heads and.
Take
into
consideration,
it out,
Lippy,
man.
Things have been put into place to prevent both of the wingers. And there's only one man that still
but the thing
seems to be
I
doing something
saying,
right.
But
Martinelli is not the person.
I hear what you're saying,
if
but for
not,
me...
If you, it's not hard to just be like, they're not as good as they were last year. Saka's not as good as he was last year.
I hear the tactical tweets and that, but the thing that they're doing wrong for me, it's got nothing to do with anyone else. It's like confidence things.
He's got no help on that
or,
side as well.
Yeah,
Saka's
but when he's in front, listen, there was
a help. He's got a centre-back behind him.
We was all at Box Park watching that Liverpool match, right? Yeah? And to be fair, Konate done very well. But there was times, bro, where last season's Martinelli punishes them, bro. But he's not the same. I don't know. Listen. Because I don't know if it's fatigue. I don't know. I'm not saying this. You understand? But it's something's going on with these, man.
I think they've been found out. I think some people like Martinelli
because you
out,
say because if we done this in, I don't know, March last year or something, you said Martinelli number one. No one's arguing with you. If they are arguing with you, they're saying no, but if you are arguing, you're saying it's because he's number two or number three.
Yeah,
now
three,
they're saying like, rah, this guy, like, you understand? So he's dropped off, man.
But when the truth is revealed, you can't put it back in the box. It's out now.
It's out.
But the truth might be a conspiracy theory.
It might be, and it could be a conspiracy theory.
So you think you lot don't think he's not even
number
top
one?
Three?
No, I don't think he's number one.
I think he's my number one this season. And I know there's better left wingers than him. I'll put like Son. If Son was playing left wing and they had a proper striker, Son's leaps
Specs,
and bounds.
You didn't have him in your top 10.
My stance has never changed. I've never rated him.
Yeah, but you don't rate the way he looks. And I get that because
he
runs with his head down.
I think you lot all can see the way he play. You said he's a player.
Nah, but I've now entered the category that I understand, man, that don't rate him now. It's like, I get it. I won't even
you've
argue.
Been exposed to certain things and you can say now,
no,
yeah.
No, it's just, I see it.
Like when Lippy said that Trossard's a better footballer than Martinelli.
He's
that's
a way
facts.
Better footballer.
Way better. He's way better. He's way better. But I think Martinelli's more effective in
games
than
just
he can't be more effective. Before that 15 minutes against Crystal Palace, he has four goal contributions and we are in January.
But let me ask you, but fullbacks
he's
fear,
a but
fullbacks fear Martinelli more than they fear
Trossard. No, Trent fears Martinelli.
It's not even they fear.
Trent
see,
fears
it's
him.
Not even they fear. You watch football, you see him. Martinelli's a dog. He doesn't stop.
What you said was he's more. You say he's more. Yeah, He's not though.
Yeah, but that's just now. End of the season, he'll have more goals than Trossard. Yeah, but and Lippy, Rashford Lippy, and all of these players.
Lippy, do you know what I begin to wonder? Like, imagine maybe some of them performances that I saw last season were just like he scored a goal, so I didn't even think about it. Because now the goals are not there. I'm watching performances, and barring Champions League games, Lippy, he has not been good this season.
Yeah, but
Champions League, they don't even know about him.
Yeah,
I guess,
but again, so I'm not
in the Champions League.
Yeah, but you can't say that.
Let the Arsenal fans ask.
Because we play PSV, we play Lens, we play these.
Yeah, but man can't say that. It's the same as Saka though. That's the same as Saka. Man's giving. It's like Saka has the excuse. He might be tired. He might be this. It's the same thing with my man. It's the same thing, bro.
I'm not really a Martinelli fan like that, but shout out Gabriel Martinelli. He's
Martinelli's
well.
Class.
I watched Zambia versus Congo, and I thought Martinelli will fit in on the left. they were doing the same thing Martinelli does. Just head down, run. Even when the ball goes off, they're still running, and someone's got to say, the ball's gone off.
That's what used to be like on pro.
So are you saying Johan Wissler's top 10 or...
Well, if Miles is saying that, then yeah, Wissler's up there too.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to see.
Well, number three on our list, and he was voted number one by Specs, number one by Poet, number two by Tigo. It's Luis Diaz.
My brother.
So that's a player though. Even if you're saying
aesthetics as well though. That's how you're gassed off
him.
He thinks he's sexy, penetrative football.
But he's
yeah, but
them
man there get
well.
Problems off the field. Don't care. Carry on and do their thing.
Nah, he cares.
Of course he cares. But
problems happen, he was moving a bit shaky.
Well, Martinelli has problems, and look what's happening.
So, but Steve, is Martinelli better than Luis Diaz?
No.
Is it even close?
No. Don't pause.
No, but again, it's close. It's not close footballing wise, technical ability wise. It's not. But as left wingers, they're two top left wingers in the league.
Yeah.
They are. If Martinelli went Liverpool, he'd perform. If Diaz came Arsenal, he'd perform. They're good players. It's a convo of opinions. They're both good, man.
Who would you say at this present moment right now is performing at a high level, Diaz or Martinelli?
Right now,
like who's
Diaz,
more
Diaz? I think.
Diaz. Okay, cool.
He's picked it up recently.
Why did you ask me that?
No, because his output. He's not doing as much as Martinelli.
He is, bro. He slapped us the other day.
The numbers aren't good.
The numbers aren't good.
Yeah, but he's for me.
He doesn't.
His thing's less about numbers.
And he's injured a lot
than Martinelli.
He's got more around him to work with. Martinelli.
His game's less about numbers.
Did Martinelli's dad get kidnapped?
No, but
I'm asking.
He came into the favelas.
Hey, Steve, I'll make a contribution for your table. He's got to be quiet for about 20 minutes.
He came back from a long injury, so.
Ooh, he's hungry.
Because you're not fighting each other. Angry. We're leaving you not to fight each other.
One at a time.
Now thank you. Now he hears your voices. Well done, boys. Well done.
I'm saying, man.
Don't bite.
When I go quiet,
and
it's
next
known.
Week, let's keep the same table as well.
I love this.
But what I would say about Diaz, he come back from a long injury and usually takes another year for you to get back into the run of things. So.
Whole year.
Yeah. In the Premier League, and you're going for Leeds, and you're Liverpool.
De Bruyne didn't take a year, boy.
He ain't going for that long.
But De Bruyne took 2-3 minutes.
What was Diaz's injury? It was a
hammy or something.
No, not with a hammy.
Yeah, it was bad. Huh? It was bad, yeah. Bro.
So yeah, usually about a year.
I think Diaz is a world-class player.
He is.
He's a very good player.
100%.
Without injuries and consistently playing on the left-hand side, and I reckon you get to see his full quality. Yeah, like good. Martinelli and him is not a conversation. No disrespect.
When he first came, it was like 7-8.
I think he's a more polished Martinelli. I think he's more polished.
Nah, they're different.
Do you like him?
Yeah, I think he's more polished.
I feel like putting him a bit higher though.
Serious?
I love him. He's better than all these men.
No, forget the list. I think the way you lot are talking about him, I think.
Who was four for you again?
You're creaming him a bit.
Who was four for you?
Marcus Rashford.
What was Diaz?
I think a bit higher than him. One place higher than him, I want to say.
Jordi had him second.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the
putting him a bit higher, and he's finished exactly where he's finished. Like,
bro,
it's crazy.
I'm talking about the way you're talking about him. Forget the list, is what I said.
No, but you put him second, so we must rate him highly.
No, but you were saying Mudrik gets you off your seat and that. So what's he doing? I said,
keep the same table next week.
I like the way Mudrik looks.
This is healthy.
This is healthy.
Now it's healthy.
This is like going to a therapist.
I like the way Mudrik looks. I don't think he's an effective footballer at all.
And Diaz?
Same thing. But my problem
I think Diaz is a great footballer. I think you lot are talking about him like he's Vinny and that though.
He doesn't make you stand up.
I don't think he was.
No, but he's making... He's making you stand up in the cab.
He spanked Spain though. he'd do ridiculous things in Spain.
Spain?
Yeah.
He would smack Spain.
So would Martinelli.
He spanked Spain. Yeah, I didn't 100%. I didn't say he wouldn't.
Martinelli in Spain, you reckon?
Yeah, bro, most of these... If you're a left winger and you're scoring in England, you'll do good elsewhere, I think.
Number two on our list was number one last year. He plays up front sometimes. He plays on the left. That's where he lives. It's his house. But he's been doing some stuff up front, isn't he? He wasn't voted for by Specs. Poet had him 10th.
Tigo had him first, Steve had him first, Jordi had him first, Vuj had him first, Lippi had him first, Miles had him third, PK had him second. His name is Wang Min Son.
Cold.
And the reason I had him number one is because if he's on a list, especially that list, he's got to be up there. So whether we think he's a striker or not, he was on that list.
He played more on the left than up front this year.
He played more on the left, so he's a left winger. And I think he's class.
I remember we spoke about Son this season. He was on the left. And we slayed him. And I think you even
keep
said,
saying this. What
you
said
saying we.
Yeah.
You said something mad about Son. You said something mad about Son. And then he moved up front and he started.
Don't you remember that conversation that we had about talking about the boss?
You're right. You know what, PK? You're totally right. This is bad production.
Yeah. What did you say about Son, man?
Like, if you're going to say it, remember.
Say it for real. Or just keep your mouth quiet.
I don't say anything bad about Son. I've never said anything bad about Son.
You're asking the guy that ain't talking
about
Son.
You said that, you said Son's going to fall off.
No, I didn't put him top 10 because, T, we know.
What do we know?
That he's had a good season because he's up front.
But he doesn't play all the games up front.
You're not watching enough football.
Where's he been the most effective though when he was up front?
He's
surely,
a left winger, no matter where
he's not doing the things. All right, he's not doing the things he used to do playing on the left. The step overs, cutting, bend at top ends. He's not doing that no more.
When I go against Chelsea, that was
he's up
crazy.
Front. He's getting the ball higher up the pitch.
No. But now, we just said he's played more left wing.
Do you know?
He's playing more left wing.
It's about the same.
No, not at all.
Obviously, he's older now, isn't it? So he's lost the pace and his game's changed a bit. And that's why I think being central might suit him a bit better. But he can still do a job off the left.
He's been left wing for the last 6 weeks.
See, there you go. He can still
3 goals, 3 assists.
Jesus Christ. Right.
Funnily enough.
Well, what are we doing there?
I don't even know if he's lost the pace. They still do like fast
That's
breaks.
Crazy.
Nah, he's when I say maybe it's how, maybe no it's the intensity then. I'm not even saying a man's slower, but he was like non-stop.
Spurs are up the pitch in like 3 passes. They're fast breaks. And he is often on the left.
Son is world class, man.
He's world class.
I thought he's up
Son,
front.
Son, he is number one.
The fact that you didn't put him in your top
just
10
because of the position.
But if I'm being honest,
do you know, and I don't.
He's
blame
not
him.
Better than number one.
But if he's on the left, he's the best winger. If he's on the left,
nah, he's not.
When he's been on the left, last 5 games, well, 6 because Man United, he's in Asia, obviously. Not only has he performed the best, who's in the form of his life?
Richarlison.
Richarlison. Why? Because his left winger is Son.
What's crazy? If we go back a couple of episodes, I had Son left wing, and everyone told me it stinks.
So, but now we've established that the last 5 games, he's played left wing, 3 goals, 3 assists.
But he's number one on the left wing. He's number one.
Unfortunately, if Specs had put him anywhere, he'd be number one on our list right now. But
he's got no ball though, man.
Because at least Miles had him third.
But I'm not going to lie, after this speech, I think number one is number one on our list. The real, yeah.
Well, let's find out if it's who Lippy thinks it's going to be.
I'm not hearing it.
Number one on our list of best left wingers in the Premier League is Jeremy Doku.
Bro, he'll make any left winger in the Prem have to move position or go to the bench.
No
100%.
Way.
Who else? Who will start left wing over
yeah,
him?
Yeah, he gets in every team, right?
Every team. Even if it's Tottenham, they'll have
I'd
to move
I'd love to see this Doku guy in like a Villa team or anywhere else because I don't think he's that
you know
good.
What
that
don't make, where did they get good? From? But you know what
we
that don't
talk,
make no sense?
We got to talk. Doku is much better than Martinelli, bro.
No, forget Martinelli.
Next words, born with it.
Let me land. Do you know why that don't make no sense? Because the things he's doing have nothing to do with anyone else. If he was playing for like Villa or someone, you'll just think, rah, if he goes City or something, he's unstoppable. Like, it has nothing to do with anyone. When he's like three men trying to press him.
Gordon probably be unstoppable because when you got the
ball, he's not the same, bro. It's not the same.
Is that right? Is that not right?
Nah, Miles, it's not the system benefiting Doku, you know. It's just Doku doing his thing, bro.
Yeah, it's not.
I think once Doku does pick up more because he's going to be learning more, it's going to be crazy when he can go that way or
Miles,
go inside.
Just team up. I like Jeremy Doku.
Oh, I like this.
He's got 7 goal contributions in 12 league games this year. Great numbers. How many goals? 2 goals. But no. Let's do this.
You judge football like a 12-year-old.
He's a child.
I swear down.
Match attacks.
Yeah, literally. Bro.
As a left winger, the style of left winger he is, obviously, most of his goal contributions come in the form of assists, and that's 5 in 12. 4 came in 1 game.
How many times?
That's 2 games he's had assists in the league this year.
That's putting points on the board. Cool. I get it.
For 1 game.
Hang about. Bro, let him go.
Bro. That's cool when it comes to goal contributions. Broski, there's things outside of football. You understand? Whenever you watch him, I think Ben White done well against him. What's the other match that City lost? There was another match.
Wolves.
Yeah, Wolves.
Locked him up.
Other than that, he has... bro, he's broken the fullback spirit,
fam,
bro.
Yeah.
And no one is doing that.
If you're getting two people on him, it's opening up somewhere else to somebody else to score.
Same things happening with other wingers, bro. Same things happening with other wingers.
No, but you're the same. Two goals, four, come on.
Who else?
What do you mean?
I'm asking you.
Martinelli?
No, not like Doku.
Not like Doku.
These guys are breaking, but Doku's brand new.
They're not even quite sure how to deal with it.
So. You're looking at a Buzz Lightyear right now. That's all you're doing. You're looking at a brand new toy.
He's got his own film.
Buzz Lightyear. It was shocking. Yeah. Oh, did you like
was it bad?
Yeah. I liked it.
Do you think it's a bit early?
No, terrible.
Newcastle. Who's that Newcastle left winger? The guy with the band in his head.
Oh, it's
the
maximum.
We was doing the same thing with this brother here.
Nah, we weren't.
We said his end product was bad.
We wasn't.
Wait. Jordy's asked an interesting question. Is this too soon?
Yes.
Here's a question. Is this too late?
What do you mean?
He ain't done anything.
You're Jehovah's Witness.
Socrates and them.
he's the only left winger in the league that's doing what he's doing. That's done what he's done this season. That's 100%.
What's that?
Fair enough. Rolski.
What's he done?
Like I just said, there's been two fullbacks that's been able to deal with him. Whether he scored or not, he's running rings around, man.
And the two fullbacks that locked him off, he lost both those games.
I mean, he came off the bench against Arsenal.
Exactly.
Huh?
He came off the bench, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, let's have it right.
He got no joy against us at Arsenal. He switched him for 15, 20 minutes.
Bro.
They switched him up.
Surely, but I'm somewhere between both of you, right? Surely the numbers are significant when you talk about an explosive wide player.
Again.
Because you could dribble for no reason. That can happen.
I'm with Lippy. Like, I think the way he's doing it, the way he's chinging, is class. But 100%. I don't see 20 goals or 15 goals in that player. There's no goals in him.
There were so many times where he's got into the box, set up. I want to see chance creation as well. The ones that ain't going in because he sets up so many.
Haaland's the striker. Huh? Haaland is his striker.
Wait, hold on.
Haaland is his striker.
Hold on.
It can still happen.
Okay, but wasn't Grealish doing that already?
I see City create 26 chances and only walked away with a 1-0 win.
Okay, no, let's forget the Haaland thing.
When was that?
Google it. It was this season.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
You said he might pick up and turn into a beast. Is it not more likely that defenders might just find out.
He's got a lot of talent, you'll get stronger. You understand? He'll learn to read the game a bit better.
I think absence allows for this doubt because he's been injured. He's been out for like five games.
Grealish is going to come back into that position and lock him out. Grealish is going to. Yes.
He ain't a locksmith. He can't do that.
Doku's already taken
for
his place.
For me, yeah. First time I saw Doku, I think it was the Euros. Might have been the World Cup even. But I think it was the Euros.
I think it was Belgium, a bit before.
Yeah.
Belgium.
I'm sure it was the Euros because it was before the World Cup. World Cup was just the other day. And I think Liverpool were linked with him.
Yeah, they were.
If Klopp gets this guy, it's a madness.
But he went for Diaz instead.
I want to ask you a question.
He didn't though.
Will Doku do Sterling's numbers at City?
But the question is that what is
two
being asked
styles
of him?
Of play now.
But at the same time, I think it's a significant question because we're looking at a player, and if you're not thinking that guy's worth goals and assists,
I don't see that.
But it's a vibe. And that's why I'm with you, kind
so
of.
So he scored twice. So you said he has seven goals and assists in 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good though.
Five of the contributions came in one game.
Nah, I hear you, but I feel like
that's
mad. I think that was against Burnley, right?
Bournemouth.
No, but we're not doing that.
I think his thing's like Navy Marines.
I would say what's significant though is Max Aarons did tell us, and Alex Scott told us that he is the scariest player they've played against this year. But that is because he got four goals and an assist that day, probably.
Why is it like Navy Marines?
He's there to punish man, break man down, make man go lose your head psychologically, bro.
He's a killer.
He's gonna finish you. He's gonna go at man every single time. And
there's loads of wingers that go you every single time.
No, not like Doku,
not like
though.
That, though.
Not
so like
not
that,
with
man.
That success.
You're yeah, not watching bro. Properly, bro.
Because the man's watching, but he's not doing anything with
his success rate is crazy, bro, on going round.
I think, yeah, we're going, football is going to revert back to the old school a little bit, yeah? With the nines getting most of the goals
explosive
now, yeah?
Wingers.
The wingers.
Doing what they need to do.
Creating, mashing up. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I'm
not going to lie, because look at Haaland. I just feel like when things happen, like the rest of the, when I feel like for the last, like, well, since I've been alive and watching football, they're always watching the top, like what's going on at the top. So when Barca were doing tiki-taka, three up front, 5 years later, even teams
can't
bottom
make
of the
strikers.
Table.
Yeah, but at the same time,
that's the one.
Tactically,
you can't create that.
But in every academy in the world, probably
academies are the problem. They can't create strikers.
No, but I feel like their academies still do create strikers, but they can't do the.
You know what it is? It's a thing where they'll have like nines in academies, big 6'3" youths. But because football ain't been about that for the last decade, they'll convert him to like a centre back or something last
minute. Not all the time. Man City had Liam Delap and they tried their hardest to integrate him in the team.
But what he's saying is now, that football might change, you might be getting in the academy now, you might be saying to your number nine, all right, stay in between the goals instead of saying.
That's not what Haaland does though.
I'm just talking about their physical profiles. Because how much did the City winger score last year?
Mahrez, isn't it?
How much?
Probably not that much.
Sorry. Not as much as Rashford and Rare Tech, but their nine went and got 50-something goals. So it's a thing
they
where...
They catered to that guy.
No, 100%. But I just think they're going to fit. Because again, look at Arsenal now. We attack and we want our wingers to be our main goal scorers. Bro, because they've been found out, what now? Our nine is useless, bro.
That doesn't necessitate
I hear where you're
change,
coming from,
though.
But I look at Liverpool, they got bare wingers that score goals. No, Real Madrid
again,
got Vinicius Junior, Rodrigo.
But Liverpool got the options of doing either or, bro.
Madrid
they can slap.
Madrid don't have a striker.
It's only this year he's gone, though. Last year, the last 10 years, they haven't.
Okay, well,
years.
Barcelona's brand new player that they're talking about, raving about, is a right winger. Like, wingers.
I hear what you're saying. I just don't. I think there's a tactical issue with attacking. Someone like Haaland is an absolute freak in his position.
No, 100%.
And I don't think you can. You can't manufacture him. No, but and it, a lot of what he's great at is being able to play against defenses that are deeper. And he is one of the greatest players at playing against the offside. And in the VAR era, that is going to be such a rarity
but
to have a forward that can play
it,
against VAR.
The only reason I'm saying that is because I think because Haaland's a freak, you can get him
freaking
to do
his
like.
Sheets. Come on, be clear, Lippy. Sorry, be clear.
Lippy, you can't be mad at that. Lippy, you can't be mad at that.
Lippy's had enough, bro. Lippy's had enough. I hear where Lippy's coming from because even like Harry Kane scoring loads of goals in Bayern Munich.
Whoever plays up front for Bayern Munich is going to score a lot of goals for Bayern Munich.
For real, Eric Dier will score goals.
But that is the top 10. Doku's our top left winger in the league.
That's weird, man.
Specs had him second, to be fair.
Yeah, but not number one.
You can't win the league.
And it was Specs who made him number one by not putting any points on Wingman Son's name. So
sorry.
Just to crowd though, Specs is outraged that he's number one is completely baseless.
You're a qualified coach, right?
Yeah. But I see
unqualified coach.
No, but I saw some of the kids that he coached.
Bolect. Woodhead.
FC. Crow FC.
All right. Well, that's our top 10. I'm going to run through it right now before we leave. Number 10, Diogo Jota. Number 9, Leon Bailey. Number 8, Leandro Trossard. Number 7, Leandro Trossard. No, I'm going again.
Yes, up the level, C, man. Up the level, C. You're knackered, man. You're hungry.
I'm going to run through our top 10 before we leave. Number 10, Diogo Jota. Number 9, Leon Bailey. Number 8, Leandro Trossard. Number 7, Raheem Sterling. Number 6, Anthony Gordon. Number 5, Jack Grealish. Number 4, Gabriel Martinelli. Number 3, Luis Diaz. Number 2, Wemin Son. Number 1, Jeremy Doku.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
You're gonna get cooked, man.
Quickly, why you never put ESR in this list? Because you could play left wing in it.
Hello, Fresh. There's a link in the bio. There's a QR code right now on Miles' face just for the ESR comment. He can play on the left. He should play.
He's coming back though.
Yeah, I heard that. 60% off your first order, 20% off the first 2 months. Free gifts when you do that, HelloFresh. Well done, Geordie, man. Your food looks all right.
Yeah, man.
What? I don't eat that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a vegetarian.
You're vegan.
Yeah.
I thought you're vegan.
He's a
subscribe to the channel.
Tigo,
come see us on audio platform.
Yeah, let's cook for Tigo.
He's going to poison it though.